Who are you?
Julius.
Huh? Oh, who am I?
Julius.
Just a dirty old working
no
stiff.
Man. No working
Working stiff and proud of
He's
it.
He's not dirty. He bathes all the time. He's just the working stiff.
Yeah, but it's a description.
And what are you doing here?
I'm amongst wonderful musicians, wonderful people, people who are struggling in the labor movement, wonderful youth.
And what are you wearing?
What do you mean, what am I wearing? Oh, an anti-Bush sweatshirt.
And what's your hat say?
Oh, Merchant Marine. Yeah, I sailed before the Second World War, before we were in the Second World War. Throughout it, I was fortunate in that I didn't get torpedoed, but I lost a lot of friends.
What was it like? I mean, ships were getting
torpedoed. It was rough. Torpedoed. And Nazis bombed ships all the time. I made the Murmansk run, which was the toughest run. And that they were constantly bombing, and submarines were trying to torpedo ships. And I was fortunate. I was never torpedoed, although a wonderful guy, folk musician, Woody Guthrie, was torpedoed twice. during the Second World War, he sailed out of the same Union, National Maritime Union. But I never met him. I never met him in the National Maritime Union. I met Woody once, but I really never got to know him. And it was at a benefit for a blacklisted carpenter and Spanish vet. He fought in Spain, Steve Nelson. Yeah. And we were trying to raise money to get him out of jail. He lived in Pittsburgh. So I was the master of ceremonies of this, and a little guy by the name of Woody Guthrie came in to play to help raise money. I didn't even know really, you know, I heard rumors about, but I didn't, you know, I didn't know much about music. Not that I know a hell of a lot today. So that's the only time I met him. He came to raise money, and we did raise money for Steve Nelson. And then I never saw him again. I never got to know him, and I think it was a loss for me.
What do you do with your time these days?
What time? I don't have much time.
I think a little bit. He goes down to the Union Hall every morning and does the work that needs to be done.
Hit picket lines of other unions in support. I'm retired from work, but not from the union activity. I spend a lot of time helping other unions picketing.
What kind of stuff do you do?
Whatever they want. To help raise money, to hit the picket lines, to hit demonstrations, and I'm still a delegate from my union to the New York City Central Labor Council, and I have been for 32 years. I'm a delegate to the Central Labor Council in New York. I still am. And I spend a lot of time trying to get the Central Labor Council to be more militant than it is.
You sing a lot to senior centers and older folks. And you've been an activist for all your life. You know, some of these people you're singing to have never been organizers. Is it too late for them?
It's never too late. Right? Never too late to learn. And I think they could learn from some of the militant young people too. I spend a lot of time with young people and young people in the labor movement and on picket lines with them. And George, my partner George, writes parodies. We've been on picket lines where George would take a popular song and do a parody on the employer we were picketing. He's very good at it, really very good at it.
And how many gigs did you do this year so far with George?
Quite a number. And we've made three trips over the, you know, throughout the country. The beauty is we like most musicians, yeah, we haven't been making much money. Generally we break even. But that's only because we found such wonderful people to put us up, you know, and feed us too, right? Yeah.
So there's people all over the country that'll help put you up and feed you.
Oh, we're making friends all over, and Faith undoubtedly does the same thing, right? So there's so many wonderful people that help out. Otherwise, it would be very difficult. It would be very difficult.
So wherever you go, you can find family, basically.
We have, yeah. And I'm sure Faith has too.
And what do you think? You've been involved in the youth part of the Great Labor Arts Exchange every year that we've had a youth program.
I work with you. Right?
It's true. But what do you think? What's been your experience with the youth you've met and participated on stage with and in workshops with over a number of years? And how can we? What is the role that's played in the Great Labor Arts Exchange?
Well, like you say, we still have an awful lot of work to do. But with you here working pretty steady on it, I'm sure that it will grow. And when I'm around, anything I can do to help.
And what was your part today? What did you do with the youth this time?
Thanks to you. Thanks to you, I participated.
You met everybody?
Oh yeah, and we wanted to prove a point that there's no generation gap, and there shouldn't be, right?
Great.